Blog Talk Radio.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won,
woman and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day.
Shalom, Israel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within full of dead men's bones and uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy, and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you are blind, the tombs of the prophets, and they garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we have not been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be the witness unto yourselves that ye are the children of them. Fill ye up then the measures of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. And upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom he slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gather her chickens under her wings, and ye will not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Let's go to our Father and pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Because we have all the power, the kingdom, and the glory. Father, we look for your word in everything we do. We look for your word to be the light of our life, so that reflection could be upon all the house of Israel and the house of Judah. We pray for your commandments to come to an evil nation, the evil world. We thank you for this day that you've given us, another day to get it right. We thank you for our loved ones, our friends, and our family. We pray that this message will fall on fertile soil. We understand that you're the only one that will come gather us, as many times that you could gather us already, you have not came back. We understand that there's so many people leading us astray. And with this, we only pray that we'll only hear your word, your message, the same way that you want. We pray this in Yeshua's name, HaMashiach. Amen. So be it. Shalom, Israel. Start off wanting to read a chapter messed up a little bit. But Matthew 23, I think I started around verse 23. Actually, I'm going to read verse 23, because I missed that verse. Verse 23, 23 in Matthew say, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint, anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to have done, and not to leave the other undone. So again, the only reason I wanted to read that is because it's always good. Listen to what Yeshua taught to the disciples, and again, what he's taught to us. Seeking his precepts in our life and everything you do. I hope that September 24th. Everything is treating you good. We know we got the abomination of desolation running around in America, spreading his false lies and doctrine, his false faith. And we got a President Obama that's pressing, passing sodomy left and right, and all his false doctrines. Them two come together, talking about how they'll make the world safe, knowing that your son bending over, breaking the law is something that's all right in America's eyes. You being a black man or woman, staying in bondage is okay in the Pope's eyes, President's eyes. What we're going to look at is the Word. Understand that the Word is the only thing to keep us safe. I gave a lesson to this message, and I'm not sure what I gave to the lesson. But I know the focal point of what we're going to study on tonight is keeping my commandments. We're going to look in depth about what is keeping my commandments. For that, we're going to go to the bulk of the teaching is out of Leviticus 26. We're going to understand out of the law, we need to keep the commandments, and what's going to happen out of the law if we do keep the commandments and we don't keep the commandments. One thing I want to give a clear picture on for the house of Israel, for the house of Judah, and for those who are just lost in Christianity or lost in any other religion, fake faith, Muslim, whatever you want to call it, whose commandments we actually keeping. Because in this day and age, what they'll teach you left and right is that the commandments have changed somehow, they're different. And I'll probably do a lesson on that anyway about what has actually changed in our day and age. But the most important thing is keeping the commandments. And we'll go over with Ahiah, and we're going to use that name a lot tonight, what Ahiah taught us about keeping the commandments. So we're going to start with Leviticus 26, verse 1. And he shall make you no idols, no graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow unto it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. So we're going to stop at verse number 3, and we're going to do a lot of teaching for the first 3 verses to get a good understanding. And then we'll go to the rest of Leviticus 26. Just look at today's age. You will make no idols or no graven images. Any building you go to that goes on a Sunday, you'll find some graven images. You probably even find some white Jesus and that. You don't find some images. Neither you'll make any standing images. Well, with that idolater that's over here, the Pope, they don't make nothing but standing images. And all those follow after that Catholic faith is anybody that worships on Sunday. Again, they have those abominations of standing images. Neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land. So where we call our church house, our meeting place, again, that's what we do. And then don't bow down to them, for I am the Lord your God. And anywhere we see I am, in Hebrew we know that means Ahiah, and the Lord your God. Over 6,000 times they changed in the Bible. And someone would say it's Yohei, Bavhei, Yahweh. One thing you know for a fact, when he taught you in Exodus, he says, I am that I am. And right here, when they changed Lord, they changed right from the rest of I am. So right here, in the very beginning, you're seeing I am that I am. Ahayah Shar Ahayah, your God. Verse 2, you should keep my Sabbaths. And again, going with the Pope and all those things that's happening, maybe in this land today, you can see how anybody that worships on Sunday don't keep the Sabbath. And they say, you'll reverence my sanctuary. We stop reverencing the sanctuary, and now we reverence men. We call them Reverend, Reverend Good Doctor, Reverend John Smith. Pretty soon we have Reverend Pope. We show reverence to a man, to the thing that has been created, and we don't show reverence to the Creator. And your sanctuary should be you. You are that temple. And again, it goes, I am the Lord. So I am that I am. I am Ahayah Ashar Ahayah. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. So who commandments? In the New Testament, we see over and over again about if you keep my commandments because you love me. That is the love of God, is to keep his commandments. But again, nowadays, they'll tell you over and over again that his commandments are something different. That his commandments have changed. That the Most High commandments, the Ancient of Days commandments, is different from what we would call Yeshaya, or what those that worship on Sunday say, Jesus. So we're going to start in Numbers 15. So we can get a clear understanding. Again, what I would like to think of the simplicity that is in the Word. Of who commandments are we going to be keeping? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye become into the land of your habitations, which I gave unto you, and I will make an offering of fire. I absolutely don't want this one. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. If you want Numbers 21, we're going to start with Numbers 21, excuse me. We're going to read Numbers 15 at the end. So here we are, Numbers 21, verse 1. And when the king Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the ways of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver these people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites and utterly destroyed them in their cities. And he called their name of the place Hamath. And he journeyed to the Mount of Hor by the way to the Red Sea and compassed the land of Edom and sold the people which he discouraged because of this way and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? So they're asking the question, did you bring us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? And they understand what they're talking about, what we're focusing on, is the wilderness. So we're going to make reference to whose commandments we're going to keep and understand this pointing to a particular place where they got the commandments and understand the wilderness. I just want to point that out to our brothers and sisters. And we are in verse 5. In the middle of the verse, I'm picking up where it says, for there is no bread, neither is there any water, or any soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. People came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he look upon it, he shall live.
Then Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if the serpent had bitten any man, and when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. So that was in Numbers, what we call the Torah, 5 books of the law. And we want to get a good understanding of when Leviticus 26, when we're reading about keep my commandments, whose commandments are we actually keeping? And does the word, the law and the testimony, bears fruit about what commandments and whose commandments we're keeping? Because if he says, you know, showing me that you love me by keeping my commandments, then if somebody's teaching you there's different commandments, they should be able to prove it out the word. So they tell you not to keep the commandments that were ordained from the beginning of time, again, they should be able to show it out the word. And what I want to show out the word is what commandments that we should actually be keeping. So we're going to go to the Apostle Paul, New Testament, because again, if you're in the New Testament, what they'll teach you is that, you know, because of JC, what you call Jesus Christ, you don't have to keep the commandments no more. So here we go, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1. More of the brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our followers were under the cloud and passed through the sea, and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did eat that same spiritual meat, taking all the way back to Egypt, taking all the way back from them when he parted the Red Sea. Verse number 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for that drink of that spiritual rock that followed them, that rock was Christ. So again, during the day, it was a cloud by day and was fire by night, and that's what followed them the whole time. And what he's pointing out to, that is Christ. That was who's followed them. That's who part of the Red Sea. That was with them the whole time. But let's keep going. Number 5. But with many of them, God was not pleased. They were overthrown in the wilderness. And again, going back to Numbers 21, who sent down the fiery serpents to him out of the wilderness? Right? Again, that's where he's pointing to, the wilderness. Verse number 6. Now, these things were our examples to intent that we should not lust after evil things. They also lusted. So, right now, what we're going to read are these examples. And I hope we didn't gloss over number 1, because the first verse is so important. It says, more other brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. And ignorant is a lack of knowledge. So he's giving these examples so we wouldn't have a lack of knowledge. The knowledge to make us understand, you know, as far as this teaching is going on, is whose commandments we need to be keeping. He's giving these examples that we're about to follow right now, so we won't be ignorant. We're going to pick up number 7. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it was written. The people sat down to eat, drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 330,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, Yeshaya, Ahaya, Ashar, Hamashiach, the one they say Jesus. Very important, verse number 9. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyed. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they were written for your admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are to come. So Paul wrote this so you wouldn't be ignorant. He gave some examples. We understand the cloud that followed by day and followed by night. We understand that one has sent down the serpents down upon them because they were complaining. We're going to go to number 15, what we read.
in the beginning. Time, Numbers 15, we want to go down to the bottom. And we're going to pick it up. First number 37 on Numbers 15. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes. Stop. I want to go back even further. All right, we're going to pick up verse number 32. Still Numbers 15, verse 32. And I'm trying to be very particular and precise on this. So we want to pick up whose commandments, where the commandments were getting at, and have the commandments change. Because that's the first three verses that we read in Leviticus 26. We read just a minute ago how Paul gave us examples so we wouldn't be ignorant. And ignorance is a lack of knowledge. And he gave examples of what followed the Israel by day and by night. He gave us examples of those that sent down Ahiah when he sent down the serpent that bit him. We want to understand whose commandments are we keeping. And I'm picking up at verse 32 because he's talking about something very particular in verse 32. Something that would bring a life and death sentence. I didn't want to just gloss over it. So, Numbers 15, verse 32. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And that they found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and unto all the congregation. And they put him inward because it was not declared that what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, this man be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died as the Lord commanded. So I don't want to gloss over this. One of the commandments that was given, them in the wilderness, them on Mount Sinai, and we understanding him found by day or night was, you know, don't do any work on the Sabbath day. Keep the Sabbath day holy. They found the man picking up sticks and Ahiah, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus Christ, this is his commandment. The same one he made reference to, as we've seen in 1 Corinthians 10, the wilderness, we're going to make reference to this taking place, the wilderness. And he said, stone him throughout the camp. And just say we let the adults be the ones that stoned him. 20 years and above, that's the worst, because the men had to be at least 20 years old to go to combat. It took them hours, had to pick up enough stones. I mean, in some of those camps, if it was a book of Israel, we're talking about millions. If we just talking about some portion of the camp, like part of Judah or part of the Levite or part of Dan or Benjamin, any of them, one of those tribes, these are one of those camps, and they just stoned them inside that camp. We're talking about thousands of people stoned them. 20,000, 30,000, just say about 1,000 people inside that camp that stoned him. He had to be a bloody mess. Body parts everywhere. To be hit with that many rocks. Legs, arms, toes, so they stoned him until he was dead. That was the commandment, how serious it was when you breaking the Sabbath day. And understand, it's not like today. It's still no excuse. I still don't think we need to break the Sabbath day. Don't get me wrong and don't get my words twisted. We're in the land of our captivity. And I think as you come into the understanding that you need to keep these commandments, you need to do everything in your power to keep the commandments. But they were not in the land of their captivity. They were with the Most High. They were with the Creator. Just give me one second. They were with the Most High. They were with the Creator. So they had nothing to do but to keep the commandments because he was keeping them safe. Chose to break it and do his own thing. And got stoned to death. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones as he died, as the Lord commanded Moses. So that was in the wilderness. That is Yeshaya. And that is one of the commandments to keep the Sabbath day. We're going to finish reading up at 36 where we first going to start off though. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died. And the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, that they put them upon the fringe of their borders of the ribband of blue. So I know some of us in the house of Israel do it. I know some of us in the house of Judah do it. I know some of us do it on special occasions. But here, he tells us to make fringes, put the blue on our garments throughout our generations. We're going to read 39 to find out why. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do it, that ye seek not after your own heart, after your own eyes, the measure which we use to go a horn. So again, he being harsh, tells we'll go a horn, seeking after our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own heart, our own eyes, our own lusts. And we'll put these fringes on, so we'll remember the commandments. One of the commandments keep the Sabbath day holy. But to remember the commandments, that you may remember and do all my commandments. Verse 40, and be holy unto your God. I am, again, Ahayah, the Lord your God. Ahayah Shar Ahayah, your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Ahayah Shar Ahayah. So, here he tells you to remember to do all the commandments. So the clear picture I want us to see in Leviticus 26, as we get ready to start reading, the commandments that we're talking about is the same ones that were given on Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments, the same commandments that were given to them throughout the duration of the wilderness. Everything you see in the Torah is when they were in the wilderness. So everything from Numbers, Leviticus, Genesis leading up to the Exodus. These are all the commandments. They're not different commandments. When he tells you to keep my commandments because you love me, these are the same commandments he's talking about. How the Sabbath day was so particular back then, it's so particular now, it's going to be that way forever. So somebody comes teaching you or telling you, there's different commandments. Right here and now, you just stop them with just those verses and tell them that the only commandments that we have, and we'll beat this down a little bit more as we go into this lesson, but the only commandments we have are the same ones that were given to you from the beginning. There's a simplicity that's in your Creator. He's not trying to trick you. He's not putting you through a loophole. He's giving you an option. You can live by your heart, your own eyes, and go a-whoring, that you have that option. Or you can humble yourself, not listen to Satan or none of his false prophets, and keep his commandments. That's as simple as it gets. So, right there, as we read at this part, and we're going to stop again at 14, we're back at Leviticus 26. And from this day forward, The commandments that we're always talking about are the same ones that Yeshua gave at the Mount Sinai. They're not changed. So anytime he tells you to keep my commandments, from the prophets to a higher, or from the apostles, from his brother, any of them will tell you to keep the commandments. This is what they're talking about. And verse number 4, Leviticus 26, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell into your land safely. And I will give you peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 shall be put to 10,000. Your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God. And you shall be, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bonds of your yoke and made you go upright. I'm going to stop at verse number 13. I got a little tickle in my throat. Again, excuse me one second, Israel. All right, a little better. So I stopped at 13, Leviticus 26. And some of the things we talk about as we're going to pick up this lesson, when we talk about keeping his commandments. And here he's showing us from 4 to 13 the blessings of what it is that keep the commandments. I mean, how the land will produce and how we will be in the land and how our enemies won't have domain over us. We can see nowadays in the land of our captivity. Think about how we talk about all the time that our history has been taken from us. It's a lie. When the book I was just looking at earlier today was Joshua, and he was talking about all the things he did in the name of Ahia, and how they were taking over lands left and right. They were keeping those commandments. How all those generations that died in the wilderness, how the new generation had to get circumcised. That's what the Creator wants. In that history that we could read, you know, how it was hid from us and how we don't understand that we Israel, that we the tribe, and that we were scattered, and we're the ones that the book is talking about. All those other nations, if they knew that already, then we could hear about some of these Hittites and all these other knights and Canaanites and some of these other lands and some of these other people. And if they got the same documentation and they know some of these things, there's a good reason why they would keep you in the dark. Because the blessings that we just read from here to 13, all those lands that got conquered, those people that got killed, every woman, child, and man in some cases got killed in the book of Joshua. One time, one of the persons of Israel had to get killed, so he kept a little of the stuff for himself, and they couldn't go forward without it. So we can understand that other people, if they wrote down in history that, hey, there was a fierce people,
They called themselves Israelites, and their God was with them. And they killed, and they came over, and we could not do nothing with them. Not a single tidy thing with them, as long as their God was with them. As long as they call in the name Ahaya Shah Ahaya, I am that I am. The same name that Joshua got from Moses, that Moses gave to all the elders and the leaders of the congregation, and all the history that was written down from David to Joshua and so on and so forth, all those years, I don't know how many hundreds, even thousands of years, they could not do nothing with Israel while we were keeping those commandments. The land of Og, different giants being killed. And if they have all that documented proof, just like one of the times me and my brother V were talking in, I think it was called the Qumran Caves, when they found all the stuff, they corded everything off and they took all the information out and the government seized it. Some of the stuff that they even got the caves, they still don't even share with us to this day. We should know how important of a people we are. And we should know that keeping those commandments had Israel being undefeated no matter what came across us, no matter what people, no matter what land, no matter what government, even if we see that abomination of desolation that has stepped into this country here today. Even if we see what that is and what's taking place, understand if you're keeping those commandments, that you will be put in the head of the table over them. In every country, especially these world leaders that know this, have that information. And that's the main reason why you lied to, the reason why they'll teach you not to keep a commandment. They'll teach you to shy away from your God. They'll give you a whole bunch of different names. Because if they were calling on that name, Ahaya, Shah Ahaya, they were saying, I am, is leading us to battle. And their documentation was of all that. Of course, they don't want you to do that no more. And of course, they don't want you to keep the commandments anymore. And they want to keep you in the dark. That's how important keeping this word is. That's how important keeping the commandments are. And we see that in the law. And whenever we read any other places about what the commandments are, we keeping them, we understand it's what Yeshua gave to our brothers and sisters, our forefathers in the wilderness, what he gave to them at Mount Sinai. So we're back at Leviticus 26. We're going to pick up at verse 14. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, all right, so we're going to stop right there. Because he's about to put down some punishment. But again, I want to look at some of these commandments before we get to the point of what our punishment is by not keeping these commandments. We're going to look at some more stuff in the law real quick. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and the steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So, the time frame of keeping of his commandments is for 1,000 generations, from generation to generation, from generation to generation. If we are Israel, that's how long we should be keeping his commandments. The one reference I gave you in Numbers 15 at the end about the Sabbath day and the man picking up sticks, that was one of his commandments. We see that in Mount Sinai. We see that in the wilderness. So if anybody teach you that, as they call him, Jesus, anybody teach you that doing that Sunday worship, anybody going after the Roman Catholic Church, that Pope, that abomination that's here in this country now,
that there is a different commandment on worship that was given to you, different from Genesis chapter 2, the Sabbath, when we're supposed to worship. And again, you know that's a lie, because we're supposed to keep his commandments. The Leviticus 26, verse 14, because we're about to go into the punishment of not keeping the commandments. But again, I want to give us a good understanding of the commandments and actually what we need to be keeping and why we need to keep the commandments. So Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep his commandments and the statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good. It was the King James Version of this, for thy good. Do you understand what good is? Good is the will of God. Same thing that Yeshua said to the rich young ruler, why do you call me good? If you knew there was only one that is good, and that is the Creator. And he didn't understand what Yeshua was telling him at that point either. So you keep the commandments for your good. I mean, the commandments are good for you. Going with the Sabbath day first. Is it good for you to take a day of rest? Is it good for you not to do any work whatsoever? Is it good for you, as we're going to do one of the commandments that's coming up, to fast, to cleanse your body from all these different toxins? Is it good for you to stay away from swine? I mean, we say stay away from swine, shellfish, keep the dietary law. And we tell you to do that because it's a commandment in the day of the Father, but it's good for you. I mean, if you don't want to have heart disease, high blood pressure, if you don't want to have gout, again, these things are not in question. If you eat those things, that's what it leads to. If they try to confuse you with family history, that's because your family is probably eating the same old crap you eat. So the commandments themselves, a day of rest, watch what you put inside your temple, watch what you have in sex with. I mean, the commandments are good for you. The only person I have sex with or even touch in this world would be my wife, and we've been married 23 years. But that's good for my body. That's good for my temple. Talking to one, again, I call him ignorant, but we were talking about AIDS, and AIDS being a disease that was cast upon, put on black people on a purpose. They said, oh, you can't prove that. Well, okay. Go back to the Tuskegee Airmen. They put a disease on us on a purpose. Syphilis and gonorrhea, after they tested, monitored, and watched it to see if let it go on all the way to the point of death. Let's go back further, the Indians. Red ones or the black ones. I don't care which one you say. Didn't they give them smallpox? I mean, the first germ warfare, chemical warfare that we can count on most in our history came from America. I mean, they dropped the atom bomb. I mean, they've done more killing than anybody else. So to understand that, say, keep the commandments, if you're married, you have a wife, or if you're a wife and you have a husband, the only person that you should ever have touch your body will be them. It's good for you. I mean, it's good. You ain't going to have to worry about AIDS. You ain't going to have to worry about some disease cropping in. It won't come in. I mean, they tell you it's a transfer of bodily fluid. But we understand that keeping the commandments is good for you. And that's what he told you in Deuteronomy. We're going to go to Mark 12, verses 28-34. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them, well, he asked him, which commandment is the most important? And Ahiah answered, the most important is, And we call this part of it, as my brother V said, our Shema. And he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord, is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength." If you stop right there, and didn't know how to do it, the first four commandments that we have, that we see in Exodus chapter 20, is all about how to love the Creator with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. That Sabbath day gets you to focus on nothing but Him, not making no idols from the heavens or from the sea below, not taking His name in vain, not doing anything but loving the Creator. And that Sabbath day binds your love with the Creator to the rest of the world, to every animal, to your family, to your friends, to all creation. So your love for your Creator, keeping that Sabbath day, is a bond to the rest of the world. We're going to finish on Mark. And he says, the second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him." So that was Mark, and he put the two commandments in a nutshell for us. In the Gospel of John, there is no more places in the Gospel of John where he'll refer to himself as "I am Ahaya." But we're going to read John 15:10. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." So, again, we can go right back to Creation Week. Yeshua was here, got the commandment to kick Satan out. He did what he was told to do. Got the commandment to be that light into the world. He did what he was supposed to do. Got that commandment to make the oceans, the sea, the spurs, the firmament. He did what he was supposed to do. Made us a timepiece in the world for us to keep the time. The sun, the moon, the stars. He did what he was supposed to do. He made all the oceans, life in the oceans, and the birds that fly around. Did what he's supposed to do. Made man in his image of him and the Father. All the animals that went around the earth. He did what he was supposed to do. Then he rested on the Sabbath day and told us how important the Sabbath day is, as he teaches in a prayer, the same way earth it is in heaven. So he followed all the Father's commandments, what the Ancient of Days told him to do. Do you keep Yeshua's commandments? Do you keep the highest commandments? Because he says if you do that, your love abides in you. His love abides in you. You're starting to become a one thing. You're starting to do the same thing the Ancient of Days does by keeping those commandments. And we can see that. I mean, you have enough for salvation if you just follow Genesis chapters 1 and 2 to understand that keeping his commandments is the end-all, cure-all for everything. So that's what he was talking about in the Gospel of John. 1 John 2, verses 3 and 6. Then we go on to 1 John, verse 3 to 6. "And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandments is a liar." You know what I mean? You're Satan. You're after your father, the father of lies. The Pope is Satan. He's like the father of lies.
He's a minister of his light. He's a false prophet. Any person that tells you not to keep the commandments, don't keep the Sabbath day, they're a liar. They're not walking after the accordance of the Most High. And we understand this is a hard thing to say. I mean, who am I talking about right now? My stepfather, my mother, they'll tell me quickly that you don't have to keep the Sabbath day. They wobble on that fence. We can see some things, but, you know, the Father didn't change none of these things. It's His commandments from the beginning. The same how we see that gentleman picking up the sticks on the Sabbath. His commandments haven't changed. If somebody's teaching you not to keep His commandments, they're lying. They're of the synagogue of Satan. They're following after their father of lies, a deceiver, a murderer from the beginning. And they need to repent and start spreading truth. But we're going to pick up the scripture, 1 John chapter 2. But does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. Again, we gloss over those things. But if you're keeping the commandments, the love of God is perfected. It's about we want to be changed in the twinkling of the eye. We just kept trumpets last week. We went over those scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, 52, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16, being changed on the sound of the shofar, that blast. But you can't be changed unless you're keeping those commandments, because that's what's going to make you perfect. That's what's going to get you into perfection, is the keeping of the commandments. If you're not keeping those commandments, you're going the opposite of what is perfection. By this we may know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked. So, the Creator of this planet came down, again, followed the commandments of His Father, took the body of His flesh, mortal death, but followed His commandments the whole time that He was here. Right? He showed us the way to live. I mean, they say walk the same way that He walked. It was His custom to keep the Sabbath day. He kept the dietary law. He kept all the feast days, kept the appointed times. He refrained from looking at stuff that would cause you to sin. He refrained from talking to people that would keep you in sin. I mean, he even called people to the point of dogs, wouldn't throw your crumbs down with them, wouldn't eat with them. I mean, these are things that he knew that he had to do. One time they told him that, you know, they're looking for him. He said, inside here is my family. He wasn't worried about nobody out there in the world. His family was with him at the time, the one that was keeping His commandments. So these are the things we need to do to walk the same way He's walked. We can be perfected in Him by keeping His commandments. We're going over this because how important the commandments are. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. So the law is holy. And we have problem with the law. So here it says the law is kodesh. It's set apart. It should be set apart from everything else. You can't mix up our Father's law with America's law. One is clean and the other one's unclean. That's why you can't have a 501c3 church. I can't say that there should be no homosexuality. I can't teach that it's a sin to break that commandment and then mix up a 501c3 church so that anybody comes in and get married that's gay or homosexual, it's okay. I can't mix the clean with the unclean. I can't have them having a law in the books that says that I'm supposed to worship on Sunday when I know that the Creator told me to keep the Sabbath holy and set apart. So again, here in Romans chapter 7, he says, so the law is holy and the commandments is holy. So again, we're looking at our commandments of the Most High. They're supposed to be set apart. His commandments, if we look at that word that we use to keep in the Hebrew word, it means everything from guard. Are you guarding the Most High's commandments? Are you protecting them? Are they that important to you? They should be guarded against everything else to come in this world. There's going to be people coming in to keep you separated from the Most High from keeping His commandments. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. Again, that's not my words. That's Paul. You know, we don't want to adhere to the stuff that Paul says. We want to take one or two things, take them out of context. But again, we're looking at this word, and this word is all built on keeping our Father's commandments. That's all it's built on. You know, showing that you love Him. Understanding that the commandments are good for you. Understanding that if you don't even understand the commandments, it's okay, that you'll get that knowledge in time. It's something that He didn't want you to know yet, so you just keep the commandments. Understanding that the commandments were made for you, your wife, your children, your children's children, your children's children's children. At some point in time, we got to break that cycle. That I understand what my mother taught me. Hey, wasn't right. I can't keep teaching it because that's her tradition. Grandma, grandpa's tradition. What I got to do is break that cycle. I got to teach my kids. Hey, these are the commandments. We keep them. You know, you're going to have your own family one day. And you're going to have to understand that when you go inside of a grocery store, that they're going to be lying to you. If you go into a doctor's office, they can be lying to you, trying to give you something that's secure to make you better. They're giving you something to make you subservient to them. But the Most High, He's the only one that doesn't want to keep you sick, that He wants to give stuff to you that's good for you, to make you feel better, to make you live a better life. That's what the commandments are. So we have to teach those things to the ones we love. We have to come together and learn the law together and help encourage one another, exhort one another. Again, that's a commandment. Not the words that's deciding to come out of my mouth. We have to do even much more as we see the day approaching. So now we're going to pick up if we don't keep these commandments. And we ain't going to really understand from verse 4 to 13 because all we know is not keeping the commandments. I mean, we might, wherever area of the world we at, I don't care what area of the world we at, if there's somebody that's trying to keep His commandments, you're in a minority. I mean, you're in a small minority. I mean, it's cool if your household is keeping them. Just like me and my brother V talk, I don't know about everybody else, but I know my household has got a long way to go. I thank the Father, I thank the Most High, because we, able to talk these things out, and He gave me another day to confess these things. One day they'll go about their way in the world. It's going to be up to them to actually apply the word in their life. I mean, because I'm not going to be around forever. I know I have to die. So I'm thankful that the Most High gives me a day to teach. I'm thankful the Most High has given me another day to, like today, just to tell them that there are their commandments. But that's the same thing we all of Israel, we all have to do this. Now, these are the patience of the saints. We, first of all, we have to guard, protect, and we have to keep these commandments ourselves. We have to teach others. But we're in a short minority. Because if you're keeping these commandments, you're going to have loved ones that don't want to keep them, don't want to hear about it. And then sometimes the fact that they don't keep the commandments, they'll want to break the commandments right in front of you. Get you heated and hot. Want to eat swine in front of you. Try to eat some shrimp in front of you. Tell you they don't eat it too. Like what? You know. You tell them, I'm keeping the commandments. It makes me hot. I feel for you because you're going to fall underneath the anger of the Most High. And that's what it's boiling down to. But so I pray for all my brothers and sisters in Israel because the walk that I'm walking right now, and if you're keeping this commandment, I understand you're going through the same walk. You have the same burden, the same anxiety. The Most High has given us the family. We're so thankful for the family we have. We thank you. I mean, my parents loved me growing up. No doubt about it. But I understand they don't want to keep the commandment. I know my kids love me today. And I understand that if they fall into judgment today, boy, they can be in a lot of trouble. So I'm thankful for the grace and the mercy that he does show. But right now, when we start reading these points of 14 on, most of us, as we look at this world, this is what we're falling off. We're going to fall underneath these things because we're not keeping these commandments and we don't want to keep these commandments. So here we go. Let the word speak. I spoke enough. Leviticus 26, verse 14. But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do these all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, a burning, age that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of your heart, and your soul, your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. So again, we can see this from generation to generation. From physically, our kids in this land, sowing our seed in vain, from the lands and the buildings and the stuff that we've made, the inventions that we have, that we get no credit for. And we got this terror that's been appointed over us. And the reason why it is what he said. We don't want to keep the commandments. Verse number 17. I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies, that they hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. So again, right now today, if you're living in this world, you got some people telling you you need to leave America right now. I mean, you're leaving America trying to leave when nobody's even pursuing you yet. I mean, they already caught you, black butt, if you can tell, you're in the land of your captivity. I mean, that's the reality of it. As we start off, before I even started the 11th lesson, he said, how many times I would have already came and gathered you. I mean, we just need to keep the commandments. He's going to come and get you if you keep the commandments. And if you teach your seed and your children to keep the commandments. But that is what's going on with you right now. His face is against you. I mean, even your prayers are not being answered because you're praying to the Most High to take away cancer. You're praying to the Most High to take away diabetes. You're praying to the Most High to take away this high blood pressure. I mean, you're praying in the congregation. You're all together praying this stuff. And then after you get done, you say, okay, we go in the back little cafeteria. We go in the back main hallway. We go in the back. Then we got some pigs, Sister Johnson made. We got some fried chicken made in a little bit of lard. We got some pork fried rice. Thank you, Sister Evelyn. We got some canned yams, only got a half a pound of white sugar inside of it. We got some macaroni and cheese made with Velveeta. It's going to harden your arteries. You can eat the hot macaroni and cheese and drink the cold drink. It's going to get hard right in the stomach. So even our prayers are the abomination because we don't want to keep none of the commandments. We're so far removed from keeping the commandments. We got brothers and sisters that are getting taught right now, you need to leave, come about America, and they don't even know how to keep the commandments while they're in the land of this captivity. So we just see this word in place right now. Verse number 18, Leviticus 26. And if ye will not yet for all these hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. So, again, I'm talking about me here. I already know I've been punished. I probably still got some more spanking that's going to get put on me. Some out of ignorance, but some from years down the line where I still got chickens coming home to roost where I didn't keep commandments. He said, if you do not hearken unto me, I will punish you. We want to take all the good and don't want to get this whipping. That you're going to have to get this whooping to understand what obedience is. So when something hard comes against you, Israel, when something bad starts happening to you or your family, to your loved ones, when the obstacles keep coming up, I'm telling you the truth. Just keep the commandments and write it out. Everything's going to be all right. You may celebrate one hand, say the Most High, then took care of it all, and the adversary is going to try you a different way. My father passed in Connecticut, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 years now. I'm still dealing with stuff in my life over that stuff, as far as his estate and finance. Give that with the Caesar. I tell them they can keep it. I don't want none of it. But I'm still having to deal with that mess because it's going to keep rubbing his ugly head. My life, oh man, I got to just keep keeping the commandments. He'll work it out for me. So you will get punished. And every time someone comes, every time the adversary comes, the same way that Eve and Adam had to deal with Satan in the garden, keep your guard up and keep the commandments. Everything will be all right if you keep the commandments. Verse number 19, Leviticus 26. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as an iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. So if you keep leaning to your own understanding, you keep bucking what the Most High says, boy, you're going to keep getting hit upside your head with a brick. You can't win this fight unless you keep the commandments. But unfortunately for us, Israel, there's very few of us who want to keep these commandments. Very few of us we can look at and talk to that says, hey, I want to walk this way. Verse number 21. And if ye walk contrary unto me, and I will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. So if he says, walk the same way I walk, and you walk a different way, like he walked keeping the Sabbath day, and you walk keeping the Sunday, if he walked with the dietary law, and he walked different dietary law, if he walked trying to have tell you to have sex this one way, you walk having sex a different way. If you walk contrary to him, he'll bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. So if you have an all funky, wild kind of sex, you're going to have funky, all wild kind of plagues. If you keep in unrighteous, unjust commandments on Sunday, and they keep coming to you, you keep praying to that same old God of wood and stone, you're going to keep having those same old problems to you. If you won't keep the dietary law, you're going to have your body breaking down more and more. One plague is going to keep coming across you. because you're walking contrary to the Most High. Verse number 22, I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate. Man, some of the wild beasts we're talking about could be just white people, man. Because he made all beasts from the earth. I know they've robbed our children while we're in this land. I know they've made us few in number. I mean, keep commandments. Verse number 23. And if you will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you yet seven times for your sins, and I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. Now, we in the land of America, is there a sword against us right now? So your quarrel may not be with America. Your quarrel may be against you breaking this covenant. And you keep going back to America to get it settled. But you're going to the wrong source to get it settled. I'm going to read verse 25 again. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. So you're arguing against the Most High right now if you're not keeping his commandments. I really wish you could see that picture. That you're in a full-fledged argument with the Most High. If he's telling you to keep commandments, you're not keeping them. And when ye are gathered together within your city, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. So do we have pestilence running around in our projects? Do we in our cities? And black-run cities, are there pestilence in our areas? Are we delivered up into the hand of our enemies all the time? Again, this is Leviticus 26, verse 25. And he says, this will happen to you for a fact if you don't keep the commandments. But we can see this every day. Going on some of these things tomorrow morning about some of the projects in Chicago or L.A. or New York, seeing some of the bad stuff, some of the diseases is running rampant in their areas, and see how many of them died today because they're quarreling with the Most High. Leviticus 26, verse 26, and when I have broken the staff of your bread, ten women shall break your bread in one oven. And they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat it and not be satisfied. And if ye will not for all these hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I will chastise you seven times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters ye shall eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon carcasses of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you, and I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation. And I will not smell the Savior. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation. And your enemies which will dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen. And I will draw out a sword after you. And your land shall be desolate. Your cities waste. Shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths? As long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as you lie desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when ye dwelled upon it. and upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts, in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of the shaking leaves shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen. And the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And that they are less of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' land. And also the iniquities of their fathers shall be pine away with them. And they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespass against me. And that they also, they have walked contrary unto me. And I also have walked contrary unto them. And I have brought them into their land of their enemies. And then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember, and I will remember the land. The land also be left of them. They shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate with them, without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, because their soul adore my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them. For I am the Lord their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, with whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God, and I am the Lord. Statutes and judgments and the laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. So that was Leviticus 26. We read the whole chapter with an emphasis on understanding that we must keep the commandments. That the commandments are not done away with. That if you do not keep the commandments, you'll fall on me for punishment. That if you're not keeping the commandments, your argument is with the Most High. Their argument is not with any of us that are keeping the commandments. Even though if we're confessing to the people that we love, that they got to keep the commandments, and they tell us they don't have to, their argument was not with us. You can take them here. Leviticus 26:25, and it tells you their quarrel is with the highest Shahai. Their quarrel is with the Creator. And he's going to punish them 7 times more than they need to be punished for just breaking the commandments. So I hope this teaching was a blessing to you, Israel. I know that in this walk, sometimes it can be lonely. I know in this walk, sometimes there's some obstacles that jump out the way. We lean on the Word. We lean on the Creator. Because every time we feel a little weight, that's Him keeping us standing. We are that image of the Most High. So the same way that we read earlier in that chapter, He's going to cut down our idols. And all our things are standing up. Time this land of America, every time these people that follow the Pope, every time they come against us, as long as we keep standing, we are that image of the Most High, the ones that keep His commandment. We are the patience of the saints. So shalom, Israel, and have a good night.